Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Did you, through those conversations, notice any answers to your prayers? You know how that is, because you're praying and you're living by faith and you're sowing seeds on the other side of the world. Did you get any glimpses of direct answers to your prayers?
I did. I prayed protection over him daily, sometimes 8 or 9 times a day. And at one point in his second tour, he was a bomb dog handler. So he had a black lab who was a bomb dog, and they would go out on patrol to search for IEDs and different ordnances that had been buried. And one night, they were not able to get back in. And so he was left out with his dog overnight, and it was during the winter, and so it got very cold, and he was not expecting to be out overnight, so he was not equipped for the cold. And he later related that as he lost consciousness because of hypothermia, he felt his dog pushing him. And that dog, Seeger is his name, or was his name, had dug a hole. And he pushed Jimmy into that hole, and he laid on top of him and kept him warm all night long until they came and got him the next morning.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
I still get chills and tears in my eyes thinking about the way God used his dog to protect him.
Oh.
And it just, you know, story after story after story. And Jimmy didn't always know. He didn't always, at that point, time, he didn't put the two together, but I sure did.
Indeed.
It was like skywriting. I could see God's hand in the things that were happening.
You know, Edie, something that God's been really speaking to me about these days is, you know, I've been living for years talking about the importance and the power of our choices and our prayers. And I think having been sick in my 20s and my hubby being sick in his 30s, we both, now that we're in our 50s, we've been passionate about life, our faith, and all that. But lately, I feel like Lord's been saying, as important as your choices and your prayers are, don't put them on equal footing with my answers, because my power, my intervention, my multiplication far and above exceed the seeds you put in the ground. So raise your level of expectancy of what's possible when you live by faith. And I feel like that's so important when we're praying, to understand that we serve a mighty God and that He is intervening in ways we cannot even fathom. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.